Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's OMF on EEI.
Hi, back here on OMF. We started the show with the NBA and James Harden trade. Why? Well, because it might have been as big and outrageous a trade as we've ever seen in sports. There were draft picks flying here, there, swap picks flying here and there. And in the end, when the dust all settled, you ended up with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden as the big three of the Brooklyn Nets. Does that put them over the top?
It should. And it should. And honestly, I think if Kyrie Irving wasn't involved, I would definitely say it will. But Kyrie is, we all know what Kyrie is. So I'm not, that's not play out in this league.
No, it does to a certain degree. I would say there's a ton of evidence of this not working. You know, you winning games, getting to the championship, getting to the finals, but not winning it. It usually takes a year. It usually takes a year of just, you know, chemistry building, trust building, figuring out who's going to take a seat, who's going to concede the last shot, who's going to sacrifice the most, who's going to be more of a role player, even though they're a star. I mean, there's three super competitive, egotistical maniacs on the court at the same time. They're all going to be in the court at the same time. I would say that Steve Nash is probably going to do that, especially when it matters, when the circumstances are at their worst, when you really need it. So you got those three guys out in the court together. Now, they all want to take the last shot. They've all been successful taking the last shot. They all feel like they deserve to take the last shot. So who takes the last shot? Like, or is it one, you know, convoluted, just, you know, train wreck where everybody's bumping into each other because nobody does the right thing?
I can tell you this. None of the three have a great track record with final shots in game, even though the shooting percentage usually is low for that stat anyway. I think it's only like 14 or 15% for LeBron. But these three guys have not been great in that role. Listen, I don't think Steve Nash has got anything to do with it. I don't know how long Steve Nash will exist in that job, but they have the what you need to win in the NBA. They have three of the most talented players in the league. They also have right now a roster that's really kind of missing some pieces, and it means these guys are going to have to pick up some of the slack for the personnel that they don't have. I think you're right, Christian. I think in year two, you could look at it and say, these guys probably will have an opportunity in year two to add some pieces to this thing and maybe win the thing. I think they're going to be in the mix. I think in the end, they're not going to win this year.
No, I don't know. I mean, they're obviously just they could roll out of bed and play pickup basketball without a coach and probably be one of the better teams in the East. Just because it's basketball, right? Let's just be natural. Actually, we're playing a pickup game. But when you play against these teams that have been together, played for a long time, have some veterans, are well coached, don't panic, don't freak out. We saw it in this last postseason. The Milwaukee Bucks just completely imploded against a less talented team. So I wouldn't be surprised at all that if they position themselves to be in a good position to go to the finals, you know, get out of the East, but they just do something stupid. You know, those last second, 5-10 second games where the possessions are so important and somebody, you know, just does the wrong thing. I don't think they have it in them. Like, out of those three guys, okay, first of all, who's in charge? Because there's only going to be one leader.
Durant's the best player.
All right, so he's the leader.
Should
right?
be, yes.
Okay, so then who plays the Kevin Love role? Who plays the Chris
See,
Bosh role?
That's where it gets tough, because that's got to be, in my mind, it's got to be Kyrie. It's got to be Kyrie. Like, you know, Harden is is the best pure scorer probably in the league. You might not like him. I get it, but still, he is. Kevin Durant is one of the great all-around players in the league. And then Kyrie's going to take a little bit of that back seat. I'm not saying he's going to score 8 points a game, but he's got to take a little back seat. I think the biggest challenge is what you're bringing up is this: the overall team itself. You know, when you look at the Lakers and what they built, and obviously you bring in an Anthony Davis, but in the offseason you're able to go out and bring in a Dwight Howard. Rondo, I think, was already there. Avery Bradley, Danny Green, you know, some of these guys. You know, Markieff Morris, I think, was another one.
Yeah.
And you sort of pieced it with some veterans, that whether it's depth off the bench. This thing's happening 10 games into the season. And you lost a couple guys in LeVert and Allen off your bench. So, you know, off your team. So
who
it's like, can they bring in a few players? Like, the buyout market, I think, would be real interesting. Teams wanting to join this team. And can you piecemeal just some more stuff around them? Because I do think those veterans that the Lakers put in there had a big role in it. Obviously with the two great players, but you're still going to round out that team.
Yeah.
See, the other problem I have with this is that when you talk about Kyrie is going to have to be the one that sacrifices part of his game, I'm not sure he's capable of doing it. In his head, he probably thinks he's the best of the three players.
Of course he does.
He doesn't realize that of the three players, he's the weakest of the three.
Hey, Kevin Durant was in a movie also.
Okay, so and he also thinks he knows better than everybody else. And so when it all hits the fan, he's not going to point the finger at himself and say, I have to give in a little bit. I'll give Ray Allen all the credit in the world when they put that big three together back in 07 with the Boston Celtics. He was the one that had to sacrifice. It was very difficult, and I think as time went on, he probably was a little pissed off that he had to do that, but he was willing to do it. The only guy of these three that I think is going to be willing to sacrifice some of his game may be Durant, and I don't want Durant sacrificing his game. He's the best of the three players.
I think that's it. There's a sneaky take right there. I think if the other guys aren't willing to do it, somebody needs to be the adult in the room. Somebody needs to say, all right, we all can't fight over this.
And the coach is not going to do that. Anybody that – I've already seen it written. Well, is Steve Nash going to be tough enough to be able to do – Steve Nash is going to have no pull whatsoever in this team. None. Zero.
I don't think he's going to have any pull whatsoever. I don't even know, like, how do they – because, I mean, as much – I would say, obviously, I think basketball, as far as coaches are concerned, probably have the least amount to do with the actual game.
Agreed.
You know, maybe, you know, especially maybe the last minute when you're dealing with timeouts and possessions and, you know.
It'll probably fail this year. They probably won't win a championship, and that'll be their way of getting Steve Nash out after year one.
Yeah, he'll be the scapegoat.
Yeah, so they can go find
Ty Lue.
I was just going to say, Ty Lue. I'm just saying, they're that type of guy.
Christ.
Because this year, if they don't win it, it'll be because of Steve Nash. And then the three of them will get together, and they'll be able to find their guy.
Steve Nash is a one-and-done year.
Yeah, he won't last.
He's a one-and-done year. I mean, because you know these guys, they don't want to admit that it's their fault. So if a basketball coach has the least amount to do with the actual success of a season, yet they get the most blame when things don't go well. Because the players say, well, it can't be me. There's no way. Like, I'm great. We make our shots. We do what we're supposed to do. You know, there's bad vibes coming from you. We don't, you're not creating a good, you know, work environment. Like, I need to go to HR and complain about you because the coach yelled at you.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
See, I think Harden, and he's probably 20, 25 pounds overweight right now. Who knows what the hell he did in the offseason. I think Harden.
I know what he did. Yeah,
he'll get in shape. All right. He'll eventually get in shape, and he'll play the game that we've seen him play all along. A lot of dribbling, a lot of threes up top, a lot of driving to the lane late in the shot clock, and he goes to the free throw line. Kevin Durant will play, I think, his game, and I'm amazed with the major Achilles injury he had that he's playing at this high level. Kyrie is the loose one that, who knows, 3 weeks from now he might not like this and he might take his ball and go home. That is all possible, guys, because I don't think right now he's in a good place. And you can say, well, isn't he going to be in a better place when he now has another top five, top eight player in the league?
Maybe this was the master plan. Maybe Durant was like, listen, man, you got to go on a sabbatical. You got to like act all crazy and act like this isn't enough to win. And so maybe the owner will sit there and give us what we want. Give us one more guy. Sit there and sell give up every last draft pick that we have for a two-year opportunity. Because to me, it's a two-year window.
I think you're almost better off. I hate to say it. If Kyrie's going to play that, you know, nut role out there, you're better off saying goodbye to him now and move on with Durant and Harden and the other personnel you have. Because I just think Kyrie...
Get some of your draft picks back.
He's just going to mess it up. Do we have that cut with Jackie McMullen? If you can find that, I want to play that one. She was on the Ryan Russillo podcast, and she was asked about this whole idea of Kyrie being absent from the team.
I was thinking about all the conversations I've had with Kyrie through the years. One of them I had, I don't know, 2 years ago, we got into an argument about, you know, something. And he's like, well, there shouldn't be an NBA draft. Players should be able to go wherever they want to go. We're not, you know, someone's property. And I'm like, yeah, you are, dude. That's the way it works. That's why you get paid all these millions. And so I really think in Kyrie's mind, I think the effects of the Capitol, I think the effects of the Jacob Blake shooting, I genuinely believe those things affected him. They bothered him. He felt like this. We are not putting importance where it belongs. These things are more important. I really believe that.
Yeah, well, I think I believe that. I think a lot of players believe that, you know, how it affected them. It just, in typical Kyrie fashion, again,
affected him more, Lou.
No one's as upset as he is.
No, nope. True.
Nobody's got to show.
You're
it.
Sad, but I'm really sad.
Oh, yep. You're upset about that?
No, yes, I am.
No. I'm saddest.
I won't play for 2 weeks.
Night. Oh, okay.
I won't play for 3 weeks.
You know, it's like
you're upset? Idea how upset I am.
I can name that tune in three notes. I can name him with zero.
See, that's what and that's what I mean about him. You know, she's talking about the conversation. He doesn't think that the players are property. What pressure are they going to be under? An awful lot over the next 6 months, because people are expecting them to win right now. The Brooklyn Nets made this entire deal based on the next 2 years. They know they're screwed beyond that. They did it for the next 2 years. There's going to be tremendous pressure, and he is going to take it out on everything else that's going on in the world. Does anybody think that suddenly on the 20th here, everything is going to calm down and we're all in this thing together? I don't think so.
No, I think
so. You're going to be dealing with this. Not go ahead.
So it really is okay. So when you think about it, okay, so the Bucks are pretty good. They went out and got some pieces. They added to their team. They re-signed Giannis. The Nets, they're definitely on a two-year run. Miami, I mean, listen, they're pretty good, and they're only going to get better with your young talent. And where are you now? Like, where's your big three? I know you're big two.
You mean the Celtics?
Your Celtics, yeah. I know you're big two. I know you got Tatum, and I know you got Brown. They're both
young. You're fine with big two. You're fine with the big two. They're getting better.
I am fine with those two. I am, 100%.
You know who you are? You're just sort of like, I still think they're like a two-year window away, two, 3 years away.
Yeah.
But what happens in that window? In your ideas, your mind rather, Christian, that this Brooklyn Nets team blows up.
Like, I this do talent think after blows 2 years, up. Yeah.
So there you are. You're
ready.
2 years away. You're ready. And I'm wondering about Milwaukee. Talk about Giannis and all happy because he got Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
I said, we all like Drew Holiday. I mean, you know, but, he's, you know, then these guys over here, they got Durant, they got Kyrie. And it's just like, oh, my God. Like, again, like, you know, that whole trade went down. And I like Drew Holiday. I think he's a good player. But everybody was like, oh, Giannis is now going to be happy in Milwaukee. He's not going to want to go anywhere. They got Drew Holiday.
He agreed to do that deal.
Good player. Good player, but
they got him to do the Superman.
Yeah, you know,
here's the only problem.
Make him stay in Milwaukee forever, Drew Holiday.
And I think Danny's doing the right thing. He admitted today, doing his interview in the other station, he came out and said that they were in on Harden, but not there at the end. And I think a lot of that has to do with watching Jaylen Brown improve dramatically in the first 9 games of this season. You're sitting there saying, we got him for like $23 million a year. We're good.
Well, according to B-Rob, he said, I guess the ask never came down. And the ask was, according to him, he talked to some people apparently that told him it was Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and picks.
That makes sense.
Well, it makes sense. Maybe made sense a while ago to make you think about it, and I still probably would have been a no. And, you know, but now when you come back with that same ask 10 games into it, and you're looking at it, And I don't think that what Jaylen Brown did in the first 10 games here surprised Danny Ainge. And I think it's the reason why he would have said no in the offseason.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure that they knew what they were going to get this year, that the improvement would be as much as you're seeing. I think the improvement has been dramatic with Jaylen Brown. I think it's been somewhat better with Tatum, dramatic with Jaylen Brown.
And you think that came out of nowhere to them? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think they
were. He made a huge leap last year.
No, I don't think you're sure.
They expected him and Tatum to both be better this year.
Yeah, I don't think you're sure of where the guy's going to go in that next year. And his new salary kicks in this year. I disagree with you. I think they were they thought he would be better. But
so you're telling me that 10 games talked him out of it. 10 games from Jaylen Brown.
I think Danny Ainge was looking at this and saying, if we get Harden, we can accelerate the process. Because here's what you've got to look at, Lou. You just said it. They're probably 2 years away, 3 years away. What does that mean? It means LeBron getting older. It means other teams falling apart. But the problem you have in the NBA right now is that another group of superstar NBA players are going to work together, band together, and going to go to another team in the next couple of years. You're going to have another super team out there. Maybe in Miami. Maybe somewhere else.
Maybe it's here.
Because that's what they do. Maybe. That's what they do in the NBA now.
See, I think that they were confident in this kid. They kind of saw with the jump he made last year, he and Tatum. We focus so much on Tatum that we forget Jaylen did it as well. Chris Mannix, actually, didn't he talk about this as well, saying that basically Jaylen Brown was off limits?
Under no circumstances, if you're Boston, do you make any kind of offer that includes Jaylen Brown? And that was really the Celtics' mindset for the last couple of months. There was no significant interest in a deal that involved Jaylen Brown. The Celtics are simply operating on a completely different timetable than the Brooklyn Nets. Their stars are Kevin Durant at 32 and Kyrie Irving at 29. You've got the Celtics with Smart, Tatum, Brown, a whole bunch of younger guys that are trying to develop in their mid to early 20s. You know, everybody wants the Celtics to get to the finals this year, but their window is over the next 4 or 5 years, whereas the Nets might just be 2 or 3 years right now.
Yeah,
well, there was no way you could be in on the Harden deal without giving up Jaylen Brown. I'm sorry.
This roster is ready for it. You know, and I think that's part of team building, is kind of realizing when you're ready to go for it. You know, when you're ready to make that last movement to try to go for it right now. You know, and the Patriots, was it Fitzy talking about Dak Prescott? Their roster isn't ready for Dak Prescott. You know, like the Red Sox, what Dombrowski did. Their roster was ready to do what Dave Dombrowski did. Chaim Bloom should not do what Dave Dombrowski did because their roster is not ready for it. And the Celtics roster is not ready for, you know, James Harden, because it's not putting him over the top if you take a Jaylen Brown off of it.
Yeah, but it's a much different situation than going to Brooklyn, because if you add Harden and you take Jaylen Brown
ready
out
for
of it,
it
and you have Harden and Tatum, again, you're dealing with two guys that are ball dependent. I'm not sure that is a better team. Really? I think you're going
to
you're
their roster's ready to sit there and say, "Listen, we got Kyrie, we've got Kevin Durant. We're doing this thing. We're trying to win a championship. We can afford to take a gamble on James Harden, because really, you know, so we give up 7-8 picks. Like the first four garbage. They're going to be late first rounds. I mean, they plan on being a good team for the next 3 or 4 years. So
it's the back
they
end.
Took a shot.
Yeah, it's the back end. And I think Brooklyn also looks at it and says, we already did this once with Boston, and everybody said we were foolish. We gave up all these draft picks, and they get great players, drafted number 3 a couple of times. They get great players out of it, but who's already back in the lead right now? We are, because the Brooklyn Nets can attract free agents, and they were able to get Durant there. I would say this, though, the Kyrie thing. I'm wondering if Kyrie, in his actions lately, forced Brooklyn into making this deal, because they could have made this deal a few weeks ago, right? Why did they make it now when Kyrie has disappeared?
No, I don't think that was the case. I think this Harden deal was going on, you know, back when he was in Atlanta partying and in Vegas, you know, gaining weight, and then his team was working out for a preseason. No, I don't think that was the case. But what I do think is that this is what's happening right now is a good thing for Celtics fans. Like what you're seeing right now, I think it forces you to come out of your delusional state. I do, because
you're saying that they're in a delusional.
Yeah,
state?
You know, if we see it, we see it all the time, because you sit there, and I'm just going to run through some older big threes. I mean, some recent big threes, like when it really started. Right, you obviously have the Allen, Pierce, Garnett. Like, what the big three? That's how when it all started. And then you have, like, LeBron,
recently,
Wade.
Yes.
Yeah, LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. And then you had LeBron, Kyrie, and Love. You had Durant, Curry, and Thompson. Yeah. Now you have Durant, Kyrie, and Harden. If you really want to go old school, you can go, you know, Magic, Kareem, Worthy. You can go, you know, Jordan, Pippen, Rodden. You can go Bird, McHale, Parrish. The fact is, when you look at the names, just like a Hall of Fame pitcher or a Hall of Fame baseball player, you know it when you see it. I look at these names and I go, all right, they're in contention. That's a championship pedigree team right there. There's three players that make a difference, and you can, you know, figure out the pieces later. You add Tatum, you add Jaylen Brown. They're not cooked yet. They're not done yet. They're 2 years away from being seasoned and mature and angry enough to do something about it. I do think they need to be pushed around a little bit more, like all these other dynasties in the NBA did, like old school dynasties. You know, Detroit couldn't get out of the way. You know, Chicago couldn't get it until they, you know, overcame their nemesis. And finally, you start realizing that you got to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the perfect elixir. The Nets are probably going to push them around. The Bucks will probably push them around. Listen, they're fighters and they're scrappy. So they're not just going to just, you know, huddle in a corner. But they're just ultimately more talented than you. So you're going to lose.
Well, Brooklyn is more talented with those three
players.
Yeah,
so this is a good thing. Listen, this is what it looks like, guys.
Except that you still have Kyrie as part of that threesome. Okay, and I would be careful.
Threesome I never want to be part of. That's the last thing I want. Are we having a threesome? Who's coming?
I think
Kyrie?
I think we're seeing a crazier Kyrie this year than we've ever seen before. All right, to the phones, your reaction. Are these Brooklyn Nets going to win the NBA championship this year? Let's go to JP. JP's in New Hampshire. Hello, JP.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good.
Couple points, but first off, Lou, I'll just say it for you because I know you don't want to say it. It sounds good on paper, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Second point, or third.
You talking about the cable?
What's that?
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not so sure about that, but go ahead.
So listen, now you guys talking a lot about Kyrie. I get it. He's a head case. A lot of stuff going on, but the same applies here for Harden as well. He's not this genius type of player. You know, he's got his own issues. Listen, he chose New York because of the spotlight, the clubs, the whole nine yards as well, and the money. Let's be real on that. He's a ball hog as well, and that's going to play into not only Kyrie, KD, but the whole team in that chemistry. I don't think this is going to work out very well at all. I think it's a really, really bad move. I think Harden needs to be the man, like in Houston, where he can score 45, 50, 55, and 60, maybe win one or two of those. He scores 30 or more. And, you know, sometimes they win, sometimes they lose. So
he's going to have to score 30 or more every single night because he's going to give up 26 at his position. So he's going to have to do that. And that's the other issue they're going to have. Durant will play and defend out there. He'll do both ends of the floor. I'm not sure you're going to get it from Harden. And Kyrie, you never know. I mean, Kyrie is the one intangible. You have no idea what you're going to get. I mean, his actions over the last couple weeks should really concern Brooklyn. And you could sit there and say, well, maybe he's happy now. And Sean Marks said that today. Oh, he's happy now that we've got the three guys together. Oh, yeah, he's happy today.
Well, where is he?
Talk to me 2 weeks from now.
He's so excited. Where is he?
Well, he has to stay away now because he's waiting for the NBA to investigate the video.
He's got to quarantine anyways when he comes back. I mean, even if he says, all right, I'm coming back now, they're not going to let him just roll in. They're going to have to identify when he kind of moves away from everybody, then he's got the quarantine.
Would you also agree that fans across the country are going to hate this team and this troika?
Well, listen, when you think about, I think the days of like Kevin Durant getting just killed for going to Golden State, I think those days are over. Like, this is just the way it is.
So First of all, they don't like it when you put teams together. And even though the same thing happened with LeBron, I think they're going to be people rooting for LeBron to beat this team if they end up getting him in the NBA finals.
I think that there's so many people that like are against this. Like that I mean, I'm just saying that don't
bringing
think it's
teams together.
No, that don't think it's going to work.
Okay.
That I think you're actually going to get people rooting for them. As crazy as it sounds.
I think I'm more
for them to see this thing work because, you know, for a while, you know, whenever LeBron put it together, you're like, oh, they can't lose. They can't lose. And you were just rooting against them because everybody felt like they can't lose. I feel like more people feel like this can't work.
Yeah.
Like it won't work.
Well, because
with the personalities you're dealing with right now.
But you're dealing with
which I think gets people to root for them.
three talents that are probably two of them are in the top eight and another one's probably at 15 and they're in the prime of their career, right? 30, 31,
and what are we talking when we talking about not working, we mean not winning.
Gotta
an
win
NBA
a championship.
Because what they gave up
championship.
You know, what they gave up, okay, it is championship or bust. Like you don't go all in. That is 100% all in.
No, this is selling out, Bill Belichick. That's what this is right here. Okay. This is selling out. And you're right. This isn't even, you know, we had a debate about Tom Brady this weekend. When you bring in Brady, you're expected to win a Super Bowl. I disagree. It's not Tom Brady at 33. It's Tom Brady at 43. You want to get to the playoffs and win a game, they accomplished that. These guys in their prime of their careers, no, they're brought in here to win a championship. Well, you got to get to the NBA Finals, number one, and then you got to win the NBA Finals.
It's a good debate for tomorrow. We'll get into it. But I do believe that Tom Brady has got to win this game this weekend, or this thing becomes a failure in year one. He put up good numbers for his age. He proved that he can perform at a high level at 43, but I think they've got to win this game. Chandler's in the car. Hello, Chandler.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Chandler?
Hey, the three's not going to work. You know, you guys hit it right on the head. Big three. You got Crimey Irvin, always crying, and you got James Larden. Come on.
Hey, Mark James is on the phone. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Be honest with you, boring. And I think one minute.
Exactly. I just saw my first FUBU commercial. I hate to bring this back to cable. I literally just saw a FUBU commercial on TV. Yeah, definite squirrel moment. I don't know what it looks like. I didn't know anything about it. It's gone now, so I don't know.
FUBO should give you guys like a free subscription for all the free pub we've given them
it's
today.
It's FU. Yeah. It's not FUBU.
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 Which is for
FUBO.
Us, which FUBO? Is a clothing line.
FUBO. It's FUBU.
It's FUBO.
No, I needed to watch this Bruins.
It's French.
And we've already discussed this. A lot of people have issues, whether it's YouTube TV. You can't watch the Bruins. I'm getting rid of cable. I'm going stream, but YouTube TV does have the Bruins. I don't know what to do, so it's FUBU all the way. But
FUBU,
now I'm hearing FUBU's got some issues, too.
They all got issues.
TNT, you know who TBS, they don't have that.
You know
who
doesn't?
Those two.
You know who doesn't have issues? Guess what doesn't have issues,
what?
Lou? Cable.
Yeah, they do have issues.
They do. You're wrong. You lose channels with cable, too.
Oh, no one's losing cable. You live by the water in a mansion. Nobody's losing cable channels.
It's called like paying through the nose for cable. Nobody even watches it anymore.
The problem is that every one of these services, they have to negotiate with those networks, ESPN and all of the networks, and NESN and NBC Sports Boston, whatever. So they all have to negotiate for all of the regionals. So every time that happens and it comes up to the date that it's happening with your service, they're running commercials on TV trying to get you to call up your cable company to force them to pay.
Again, you guys got to threaten the cable company, threaten to leave, and I guarantee you they will give you a discount. All you have to do is just tell them how much you want to pay.
I will bet you anything.
I want to pay $122.
I will bet you anything. If the
Done.
Bruins get off to a good start within a month, you'll have the Bruins and Nesson back on YouTube TV within
well,
a month.
I doubt that's going to happen.
Within a month.
So
Andy's in Hamilton. Hey, Andy.
Let's stick with your cable, Lou.
Gentlemen, there is zero chance or less than zero that this team is going to do anything. Kyrie whined out of Cleveland because he wouldn't play second fiddle to LeBron, and now he's going to do it to Harden, the most selfish player in the league. Westbrook couldn't play with Harden. Chris Paul couldn't play with Harden. Two solid guys. Harden won't play defense, and he won't give up the ball. Secondly, Harden himself, he's done nothing but whine himself out of every situation. So you've got three selfish whiners that won't pass the ball, and if Kyrie even does show up, it'll actually probably him not showing up is better. They have a better chance of winning without Kyrie than they do with. He'll tear that team apart. He always has, and he always will.
Mm. I say the Kyrie one, I think, is the one you gotta worry about, not just because of gelling. Because he might be all on board. He may do a press conference tomorrow and say how excited he is and he wanted this and he told Sean Marks to go out and get Harden or whatever. 3 weeks from now, he'll have a totally different opinion of this. Totally different. Mm. Crazy. Let's go to Dominic. Dominic is in Amesbury. Dominic? Hello, Dominic. We're over here, buddy.
Hey,
talking to
going?
The little
He's
receiver.
Listening
there
to us.
You
I
go.
Sound good on the radio. What's up?
What's going on?
I say, what's up? What's up? What's going on with you? Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Yeah, what are you doing today?
Driving, working.
All right, what's up?
What does this mean for the Celtics? Do you think they're going to do anything? Do you think they're going to call their friends over at Minnesota? make a move, or are we just going to sit on our hands for the rest of the season and watch all these super teams develop?
So what do you want? I don't understand.
Sit on your hands.
What do you? Yeah, I mean, it's only. What do you want Danny to do? Other than stay the course with exactly what it is.
We're one piece away, I think. I think Tatum and Brown are legit. Look at what they're putting up every night now.
Okay. What about Kemba? You know, yeah, Kemba's coming back.
You add LeBron, that one piece, and I think you're over the top. I think you got it. You just can't do this, though. You can't go out there and get that great player. I mean, we're talking about it earlier. Do you try to go do a deal with Houston where you're going to have to give up something to borrow somebody?
Well, he just mentioned Minnesota.
yeah, what about it?
Carl Anthony Towns. But he's still got like 3 or 4 years left in his deal. 25 years old, but that's...
You can't do that deal.
No, not right now. But I'm just saying, eventually, you'll be hearing Carl Anthony Towns' name. Have that big guy... To go with Jalen, to go with Brown, those two guys.
No, you're not going to keep those players to get that player. What do you think Minnesota's going to ask for?
Minnesota.
Return Tatum and Brown.
No, Pritchard and Nesmith, obviously, Glenn.
It. Minnesota.
Come on, Grant Williams.
Stop it. Stop it.
To a lot of us.
Stop it. Now you're one of those green teamers again that sit there and think you can make those type of deals. Here's Jay in Connecticut. Jay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Jay.
Hey, Lou.
Yo.
I cut the cable about 3 years ago, right?
Nice.
Look up IPTV. Look up Eternal TV. I get 4,000 stations. Lord. I spend $10 a month.
Telling you,
I'm not kidding you.
They're all in Spanish.
There's all sorts of underground stuff you can do out there.
No. Listen, it's not in Spanish. I get every football game, every basketball game, every Nesson.
Did you say Eternal or Internal?
Eternal TV.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I'm up for anything. I'm done with cable. I'm just letting you know. I'm done. I've been talking about it for a year. I got friends of mine that do it. They watch sports. There's just one issue. A couple of months ago, YouTube cut out Nesson. Like, that's a big issue. So now I'm looking into FUBU. So and I'm going to see if I like FUBU or not. And I don't know. I'll see what's available. I heard TNT, TBS aren't on FUBU. So I'm a little concerned by that. But I don't know. Maybe I can go on with life without it. But that's playoff games.
So go to YouTube right now. Go to YouTube and then type in Android TV box. And I will guarantee you will have a million videos of a box that you can buy that will give you every single game. He's right.
You're going to go ahead and get your stupid Eternal TV. You're going to press the guide button and your garage door is going to open up. That's how screwed up it is. Just stick with your cable box, it's comfortable.
Yeah,
it feels
Grandpa,
like, you know what? My cable box, my cable remote feels like
back
home.
In the 40s.
YouTube TV, I'm a little scared.
That's
not going to lie.
You're not comfortable yet. Your balls haven't dropped.
Nope,
become
nope,
a man.
Nope. I like
will
them
you,
high,
for Christ
and tight.
Sakes, extreme.
High and tight. They don't get in the way.
What do you frightens you?
What do you mean? But listen, I'm a creature of habit. I don't think I could actually bring myself into it. Would have to be like an intervention. You guys would have to come to the house. We would have to do it together. And then you would have to drive me to the cable store and out, and then out you would have to pry it from my fingers.
So what do you do? So when you watch Netflix, right?
Yeah.
You know how to find that?
Yeah, because it's usually always on there.
Okay. Do you have like, what other stuff do you have?
His wife leaves it on permanently.
I have like every streaming service.
How do you do that? How do you possibly find those things?
I press info.
Does your garage door open?
I don't think I've ever. What's the difference?
Here's the thing. I added streaming services. I didn't get rid of. You want to get rid of your cable box. It's almost like it's like a horror movie. Like your cable box is going to come back to haunt you. Like it's like I admit it. I have this weird fear about not having the ability to say
get uncomfortable.
Guide and look at all my TV shows.
I got a book for you to read. To take care of that fear.
Fear is fuel. Fear is fuel.
Lou, I don't think I've ever talked to a male before that's been electronically inept like
no,
this guy.
No, listen, you're the same way, Glenn.
Oh no, I'm
listen,
into
if you're
electronics.
A big tough guy,
I'm
like
into
oh, I'm gonna cut the cord.
I got direct
no,
TV.
Electronics.
You're like my dad. Like you're so old. Only
I got
only
direct.
Like electronics,
only
though.
Grandparents have DirecTV. Nobody else has it. Yeah, you see my dish out of my
Well,
roof?
I've had
got a 1,000 channels on that.
I've had all of them. I've had all the services.
Listen, you have cable. You're not getting rid of cable. You know what? If Glenn gets rid of cable, I'll get rid of cable.
I've got
34 TVs in my house. They're all hot there.
Thank you, Andy.
All right, so when you guys lose the bet in a couple of months, we'll add that too. Get rid of cable.
Yeah.
If you lose.
Yeah.
Actually, can I change my bet?
Getting rid of cable?
No.
This hour of OMF brought to you by FineBassMoney.com. We got more next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here in OMF, big, huge deal in the NBA. How, if it does even affect the Boston Celtics, Danny Ainge has admitted they were interested in James Harden, but they never really got there. And in the end, they weren't really there talking as part of the deal. Philadelphia was also into it as well. And tonight, the Bruins open up their season against the Devils. But for some people that have YouTube TV, like Lou, sorry.
No, not yet. Not yet. I'm in the transition phase. I got a two-week trial that I'm moving forward. Give myself 2 weeks to get used to it, which I don't see a problem, but this is a problem.
That's what you need for you. You need a transition period.
Yeah, you can have it.
To get out of cable.
No, I mean, like,
what you said you're afraid to get out of cable.
I mean, don't we? Listen,
we're
making fun of this, but we're all from the same. Well, you and I are, Lou.
I know. Get out of your comfort zone.
I mean, the same kind of era where we started with cable. It was the only means of entertainment that we knew. The first thing you did when you moved into a house, what was the first person you called? First company you called when you moved into a house or an apartment?
You got to get cable.
You go to cable. Right. No, you get your cable. You call the cable company right away. Okay, whatever. I mean, hook me up. Right, that is what
Here's
you
the
do.
Beauty of it. Now you don't have to.
No, I listen.
Now when you now, move, you don't have to call anyone.
Alternatives now,
because you just plug your TV in and you got it.
No, I agree with you. So I do like all I at one point in time I had 8 cable boxes.
See?
I'm down to 3.
Yeah, you don't like money.
I'm down to 3. No. I realized I was getting ripped off.
Anymore.
But so I got to 3, and then what I did is I went to the cable store. I said, "Hey, I'm getting ready to get rid of this." I had to threaten them. I had to let them think that I was serious about leaving.
Okay. See, this is my problem, though.
I got a discount.
I understand, and that happens. But I hold a grudge. My first response to that is, where were you 2 years ago? So you've been overpaying my ass for how long? I've been a customer for how long? You've been overpaying me? And just the threat of leaving? Now you're going to cut my half? Now you're going to cut my bill in half or more? Now? Where were you then?
Where
How
were
much
you?
Have I already
Listen,
given
his
you?
His eyes are squinting now.
But I'm just saying, like to me, that's complete BS. I should be getting a call, you know, from my phone provider telling me, hey, by the way, there's a new good deal here. I shouldn't have to call after being 3 years into it, whatever. Same thing with cable. You should be calling me to keep me, especially with what's going on right now and everyone jumping ship.
Christian, do you
realize? I'm not buying that. It's too late.
Christian,
too
do
late.
You realize you don't need eight of them, but you can get service on TVs virtually throughout your entire house? All you need is a Fire Stick or a Roku.
I have
or an
those.
Apple TV.
I have. I'm
that.
Telling you, I got rid of all.
And all you
I,
do is
what
you
I
put
did is,
in your information.
Is. So I
for
went
your
out
cable
and I got
company.
The. I kept my cable because I'm loyal. Okay, I'm
You're
loyal.
Loyal. Just,
and I went out and I got.
That's
I got.
The, that's
fine.
That's
I'm nervous.
Problem.
If I unplug it, I won't know
Cut
where
the cord
goes.
Move on.
No, I went ahead. I did it, and then I got the Xfinity app. So I can, I have like cable boxes, like three of them now. And it's, I just, my kids use it in college. Good. They watch cable. It's like a family thing. You DVR it, you can watch it. It's awesome. Actually, I love cable. Oh, how about okay. that? Yeah. I
here's the
love
thing.
Cable.
You're streaming without even realizing it.
Yes.
Like you're going to the Xfinity app and streaming it and sending it out to your kid in Colorado.
Yeah.
Which is the beauty of all of this. You don't even realize it. You're
you know,
already
you know
doing
what else,
it.
You know what else I get?
You just need that comfort. You need your little
do.
Binky.
I do. It feels like home to me.
Cut
that
the cord.
Remote in my. And you know what else I see? Here's
Cut
the thing
cord.
That I don't have to worry about, which you at soon will have to deal with, is I get to watch the Bruins tonight. I get to watch the Yes Network. I get to watch the Red Sox when they start up. You don't.
You're going to watch Inside the Bee?
Inside the Bee, all the backstories. Well, I get to watch
I'll
Jack.
Admit it's a problem.
That'll be good.
I think
we
a lot
opening,
of people are feeling the same pain.
Day after opening day, and we say to Lou, what did you think of the Red Sox yesterday? Sorry, Glenn, we didn't have cable. We don't have cable anymore.
When you're
I
so,
watch it.
See, I'm just like, I feel like I am somehow, you know, just somehow dependent on it, even though I don't need to be.
You're turning into your parents.
No, I'm that guy
you're
from the progressive commercial.
You have to move with the times. You have to move with my mother, when she's done making a phone call on her cell phone, turns the power off.
How
save the
old
battery.
Is she, Lou?
She's 79.
Oh, okay.
You got to save the battery.
Christian, you're how old?
Okay. And then she gets mad at me when I don't call her back.
Your phone's
it's
because
your
Mom.
Phone is off. You've turned the power off. So we've gotten past that right now, okay? She still doesn't get texts. We're working on that as well. But I'm just saying, you got to get past that. Cut the cord.
Come with me.
I'm
slowly doing it. You know those hoarders? You know when the doctors come to the hoarder's house?
Yeah. Psychologists, specifically, for an intervention.
Okay,
person.
Yeah. That is my point,
you
Ryan.
You need one.
I need it. Like, I want them to come to the house and be like, you don't need this cord. Yeah, I do. Look, watch. I'm going to show you. Look, nothing's going to happen. Your show's still going to be on. I need that aha moment. I don't have it yet.
Lou, he's crying out. This is a cry for help. Like, we need
Thank
to
you,
intervene.
Ryan. Yes.
Mutt brought up a good point, though.
What?
He said, do you like tweeting during games?
Me?
Oh, this was not
no.
a good point.
I said, yeah.
I don't.
Well, apparently on streaming, they're like, what, 30 seconds, 60 seconds behind kind
it's
of
about
thing?
That. It's less than over the air. I'm sorry, it's more than over the air. Okay. More
yeah,
of a delay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More
so,
of a delay.
So I'm watching the game, and I'm like tweeting, or if I'm following Twitter, some things are happening. I haven't seen it yet that might annoy me.
I did not know that.
So, but then again, getting off Twitter is not a bad thing like sometimes either, like taking a little breather.
If you tweet something
you're
when
not
everybody
gonna
else
like
tweets
this.
It, just
Hold
gets
on.
Caught up in the wash.
This, you know what? Don't do it, Lou. I'm telling you, you are not going to like it.
Do
for
it,
that
Lou.
Reason, like, I don't tweet during games. I don't like doing it. But you, it's all
Too
real time. You're going to be the guy that's with a funny comment, like, 10, you know, 20 minutes after it was funny.
Minutes.
It's, like, not going to be funny anymore. You got to be quick on the.
So when I say I think this next pitch is leaving the yard, like, 30 seconds after it does, that doesn't really do
it.
It
doesn't work.
For anybody.
You're
going to
spend
anymore.
All this money over 30 seconds?
No. I know. That's a good point, Ryan. I like where your mind's
that's
at.
A great point.
Let's just say it's
don't
in discussion, but I think that's where I'm going. I'm done.
I
can't do it anymore.
I'm just trying to help it. You're going to be aggravated by it.
I can't do it anymore.
The delay is going to kill you. The delay is going to kill you.
No, I'm not worried about the delay. As long as I can watch it, I don't really care.
So we all have the capability, at least tonight, to watch the Bruins game, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes,
we're
I'm
good.
In.
Because we might talk a little bit about it tomorrow. Here's Manny. Manny's
Wait,
in,
what?
In Pawtucket. Hello.
Christian's like, I just got YouTube TV. I can't watch
oh,
it.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, boss.
Christian
Damn
might
it.
Get YouTube TV, so he's have to
oh,
watch
yes.
it.
Yes.
Sorry, Manny.
Guys, sorry, we can't do a Bruins
What's
segment
going on,
tonight.
Guys?
What's up,
Manny?
Going back to the Celtics, I think you guys need to be patient. You guys have two of the best young players.
I think your time will be in probably 2 or 3 years. I'm a Lakers fan. Right now, it's Lakers time. In 2 or 3 years, you guys will probably get another piece to add with Tatum and Brown.
Thanks. Isn't that nice of you to call us a Laker fan and let us know that our time is coming? And we appreciate that.
That's like a little pat in the head, really, man, you just gave us. You know, a little pat in the head? You know,
cute,
like, you guys are so cute
like we're
over
golden
there.
Retriever.
Right. Unfortunately, you're 100% right. But that's okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good
night. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Laker fans. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Here's Don and Quincy. Hello, Don.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Good, Don.
And this is to help you out, Glenn. Christian, I pay $330 a month for cable.
Wow.
If I keep telling them, you guys are ticking me off so much, but they've already gone up 3 times within 2 years, okay? This is why I'm ticked off at them, and I'm about ready to leave. As soon as I can find Cinemax, HBO, the Movie Channel, Showtime, and Stars, I'm gone. Because I need my movie channels, and I do want my sports channels, okay?
I think you can find all of this stuff.
If you stream, you can find all the movies you want.
You can find anything. They're the same movies. They're everywhere.
No, but Glenn, the reason I need HBO Plus is the HBO, yeah, HBO
you actually,
Plus, whatever
it is. Let me ask you this. Do you actually watch the movies on Cinemax at 9 o'clock at night when they come on, or do you just go
Glenn,
on demand
and
get them?
I'm a disabled veteran. I've told you this many times. We've known each other since you came on air, for crying out loud.
Okay.
Listen.
Oh, it's done.
It's
done. Hey, guys,
Glenn,
it's my buddy Don.
I'm a disabled veteran. I need my movies. I need my shows.
I get it, Don.
I watch Game of Thrones, and there's going to be a spinoff.
Don, listen. Here's the thing. You seem like you're settled in on cable. Your best bet's probably to call and say you're leaving just to get a lower price.
No, I'm not in cable anymore. I am so disappointed with them because they keep going up. I want to keep the – I'm going
to
keep the –
got to pull a plug, Don, and then go back. You can go back to them.
Glenn,
you can start with your introductory offer there.
I need to keep the Wi-Fi in the phone.
It's... Okay, I get it. You got to keep that stuff.
It's like my dad calling. I don't.
I need stars.
Can you send me one of those pictures on my phone? You can? How do you do that?
I don't know if you guys
you send
do
me
that.
A picture, but I don't know how to find it. Like, when you send me a picture, Lou, where does it go on my phone? How do I pull it up?
The cloud, Mom.
Why are you doing this with your parents? Why you know their friends are going
to call
them?
What do the clouds have to do
tell
with
them? Lewis was making fun of you today on the radio.
It's the truth, Dad.
Sandy.
You get my photo? What photo? Where is it, Dad? Give me your phone.
But who does that right now? Do you, with your movie channels, do you sit there and say, oh, my God, 9 o'clock tonight, I got to watch this movie? You can simply go on demand. They're all on demand. Right? For each one of those channels.
Yeah. Ooh, the Inspector General is on at 6:15. Every streaming service has all of the movie channels that Don's asking for. So every single service can offer them.
Oh,
everyone.
9 o'clock tonight, I need to watch Rocky. Have you watched it yet, Tyler?
I have it ordered. I'll probably watch it tonight.
Okay, listen. I want you. Can you guys both agree?
It's in my cart for $3.99.
Okay, we'll each give you a dollar. Okay?
Thank you. It goes a long way.
I'll give you all four. How about that?
Wow. I mean, he's a big spender over here.
Yeah, well, I'm saving all this money right now because I'm getting rid of cable.
Are you going to give him his money back when he inevitably asked for it for wasting his evening?
Money back guarantee, huh?
Be better than cable. Give the man his money back when he's not happy. I will watch tonight. We can have the review tomorrow on Friday's show of OMF.
Good. So, Ryan, you have to watch it again then.
I'm busy tonight. There's somebody on the show has to watch hockey. I guess it's got to be me.
You forgot you have YouTube TV.
I have YouTube TV. I have Fubo.
We have the Fubo.
Someone's
got to
go.
You're the one teaching Lou what to do with his streaming issue.
Hey, Ryan, have you ever watched
discussions.
It
Fubo
dubbed
it
in
is.
Spanish? You might want to try that.
Fubo.
Sure, I'll check it in Spanish.
Try that.
I'll hate
see
it
if it's still an emotional
language
for you.
The one that I didn't think I'd ever hear was a streaming service called Eternal. Have you even looked it up?
No.
You're going to get some sort of virus on your TV.
I'm not doing it. I'm just saying.
Go look up these Android TV boxes, and you'll see a zillion of them out there. Here's Daniel in Danvers. Daniel?
Daniel in Danvers. Didi.
Hi. I'm a Celtics fan, and waiting for buses. Okay? I don't think that the Celtics are going to wait 3 or 4 years for these guys to grow up. All right? They're going to get Kemba back in the game, get his market value high.
Yep.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. And then they're going to trade for a big man.
Like who?
Okay. And they can draw. I don't know who, but Danny Ainge is a smart guy, and he's waiting for the opportunity. All right. And they can jog along because they're going to make the playoffs with
they
the
will.
Team they have.
Yep.
And they can wait until the right moment at the end of the season where the other teams that have a big man, all right, that might want to leave,
right,
or possibly, or they know they're not going to go anywhere, and they can use their trade exception and put together
good.
A package. But the,
I got
the timing
so how long
is
do
not,
I have to wait here, Daniel?
You Daniel,
said
Daniel, one
how
question.
Long do I have to
how
wait?
Much money are you spending on cable?
My wife pays the bill.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, I bet. You got everything.
No, it's about $230, and the only thing I watch is the Celtics, and I used to watch Fox News, but I'm tired of the whole.
Yep. Okay, Daniel, thank you. Fubo.
Everybody's tired of the election.
Waiting for bosses.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, how long did he practice saying that?
How about
that?
Jared Allen? Huh? We were talking about big guys. How about Jared buses. Allen? Would you take Jared Allen?
You know what I told the boys today, honey, when I called up? I hit him with a zinger. Waiting for buses.
Waiting for bosses.
For bosses. I mean, is he more? Is there another guy more bosses than that?
Oh,
what are you going to do with your cable guy?
Probably the next caller.
I don't know what you're going to do. All right, you ready to get to High Mutt?
I am.
You look lost over there. You need some help?
No, I'm doing just fine. The Bruins debut tonight, which means Jack Edwards is back. We're going to revisit some of the better Jack Edwards moments from last year. Coming up next, I'm Mutt.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch my thumb.
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
So brought to you by Cars for Kids, easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. We want to get you ready for tonight's Bruins game as they are in Newark tonight to take on the Devils. They're playing tonight, and then they're playing again Saturday night down there. So we want to get you ready and tease you a little bit for the game, or tease those people that have YouTube TV and will not be listening to Jack Edwards tonight on Nesson. So here's Jack from back on March the 7th.
Kucherov cuts to the middle and Chara eliminates him.
Oh, we're going to go back to that one, Jack. That puck was across the goal line, even though the referee was adamant.
They sounded the siren, which means that Toronto has seen a goal. And now Pat Maroon wants to go, of course.
And then Cirelli came in behind with a cross check.
All right. It's time to settle things down. Corrali manhandles Killorn. You take your Harvard degree and take it to the hospital. Now Braden Point. Now it's Cirelli on top of Coyle. And Chara's squaring off with Maroon, saying, do you want to see the afterlife? I'll take you there. Maroon gets the takedown. This game is close to out of control.
Sort of like Jack.
Imagine that. Yeah. Well, you hear all the sound, the fans in the
back. Do you want to see the afterlife? I'll take you there.
Imagine that with now no fans, no cheering, no nothing.
Right.
That's just Jack yelling and screaming.
Right. Because, you know, when there's a goal and he's screaming goal, one thing. But when there's a fight and he's giving you all of that. and two guys are just standing in the middle of the ice, and everyone's sort of quiet, like, hey, come on, boys. Come on, boys. Get it, boys. Come on. And it's Jack up there screaming like a madman.
I can see whoever's fighting. I can see them going, wait, what? Hold on a second. Hold on. Wait. What is that? Where's that coming from? They're pointing him up in the stands.
The first fight at home with Jack in an empty garden will be hysterical.
Yeah.
Can't wait. They can't start
especially
fighting
when
fast enough.
The guy's down on the ice.
Take your Harvard degree and take it to the hospital.
Take your Harvard degree.
Hi, ma'am. I'm here to check in for a splintered spleen. What's up there, Muddy? Hold on. He's getting set up.
I got to read off the script.
That was very negative
hold
with
on,
the...
Hold on. Shut up for a second.
Very negative when it came
I just want to say I love the people at Xfinity. And if they want to reach out to me and give me a better deal than I currently have on my awesome deal that I have right now, I love Xfinity, Christian,
same.
Like you do.
My deal
sucks. I love Xfinity.
Same, me
feel
too.
Feel free to reach out. Have a rep call me, call you.
Call the station, please, and get in touch with Mutt and I. We'll rep your company.
Kids love it. Wife loves it. Love
so
Xfinity.
Easy.
My rep sucks.
So easy.
Yeah. Well, somebody reach out to Lou. They're good people.
They're great people.
I look forward to the segment on March 13th before March Madness when Lou goes, hey, I'm back on Xfinity, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to miss the NCAA tournament. I want to gamble my face off and I can't
did
watch
you call him to get a better deal?
Of course, maybe.
Huh. You did. You might
of
have.
I did. Yeah.
But were they good people when they forgot to tell you that there's a better deal out there that they could have given you?
I mean, I don't. You look at it glass half empty. I'm glass half full. I eventually got the deal. It was probably my fault. I should have called earlier.
Should have went
earlier.
Deal.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Hmm. What do you want to do?
So what do you got tonight, man?
We got football. Tommy Curran will join us at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll get Curran's take on the Patriots, a hiring cycle, Jerod Mayo, and we'll talk about the current state of the NFL to start the show tonight at 6.
Good stuff. We got a lot of football tomorrow, boys, starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow, including our picks for the weekend.
No cheating, Glenn.
Don't cheat.
What do you mean cheater? How do I cheat?
Oh, boy.
I've heard
what do you
some
think? I've already been I've to the game.
Things.
Things. Coming back
I got
to
figure this out.
Eyebrow, man. I hope you lose, folks.
All right, boys, we'll do it tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Be here. All right, we're out of here. Good night. Stay safe. Is it time to walk away? I done.